The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am an example of what it means to be an answer to God's call in life to help restore the Republic to His divine providence. And you are too. You're called to do that as we the people. And it's your involvement that answers the call of God. You see, God's not going to just appear here on earth and save the Republic. He will use His divine providence through us, we the people of God. We're going to take the Republic back, and I think that after what we saw yesterday with the atrocious, outlandish, and precedent-setting FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago, that is now really it is really now the potential birthing of many blessings for us. Believe it or not, the Communist Socialist Party overstepped their bounds so far that it has woken up vast swaths of millions of more Americans to the absolute tyranny and ridiculousness of the Communist Socialist Party. And if you haven't heard me say it before, there are no more Democrats in the elected class in Washington, D.C. They have turned into, conglomerated, and become the Communist Socialist Party. Communism and socialism combined, and they are no longer, I don't think they ever were, they're no longer a pro-America political party, and we're waking up. Mar-a-Lago, the raid yesterday, was a huge advantage for us because it did one thing. It's a boomerang, for one. It's going to come back and haunt the Communist Socialist Party, but it solidified the love, the respect, the admiration, and the desire to have President Trump back in the White House. He will run again for the 2024 election, and I think, given what happened yesterday in true Trump form and fashion, he's going to do that and make that announcement even faster and rub the Communist Socialist face in that announcement. He's not going to take it. He's going to let them know he's not going to take it. And he's going to run again, and he's going to win because our involvement will be there to back him up, just like it was the first time. But now it's different because we're involved more thoroughly, more heavily at the local level in every avenue and layer of the election process. Now, will they still try to cheat? Of course they will. That's what they do. But we're on to them, and our numbers will overwhelm them. And we know that for anybody to say don't vote in a rigged presidential system, that's not American. It's not a patriot. It's not real. It's not good. We don't give up rights that come from God. That dishonors God. And it dishonors the military that guard, protect, and sometimes die to protect our rights that come from God. So you see, we march forward, we have abundant levels of hope, and that's the difference between conservatives and communist socialists. We have intellectual capital and intellectual maturity. They do not. They have mental breakdowns when things don't go their way. Ladies and gentlemen, rise up in hope. Let the Communist Socialist Party present their platform, their politics, their philosophies, because every time they do, every time they act out, just like they did the other day at Mar-a-Lago, we the people wake up to their blatant tyranny, and millions of other people around this country wake up. We are 80% red in the United States of America, 80%. I'm going to talk about all of this and more in today's show, and also Mark Fincham. He just won his primary for the Secretary of State in the state of Arizona. He will be that state's next Secretary of State. And we have Mike Lindell on the program today. Ladies and gentlemen, The Right Side with Doug Billings is now upon you. Are you ready? Let's go.
Hey, everybody. My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to do a big shout out for my great friend and one of the best in the business, Mr. Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Right Side with Doug Billings. Doug is the future of the airwaves when it comes to independent broadcasters and podcasters. He is the new Rush Limbaugh. He's exactly what America needs right now, looking for honesty, looking for wisdom, looking for truth, looking for patriotism. Listen to Doug Billings at Right Side with Doug Billings. God bless you and God bless America, and thank you.
We are not liberal snowflakes who melt away in the face of tragedy, adversity, and challenge. We are a covenant nation under God, and His divine providence is not dead and it's not gone. It is living within each and every one of you. And you will bring it to life in such a way that the world has never seen before. We never back down. We never give up. We march forward.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings. Thanks for watching. If you ever had a doubt about it, let all of those doubts now be cast out of you. President Trump will, in fact, run for president again in 2024. That's when he's coming back. He's not coming back before then. All right, we've got to start dispelling the myths. There's no secret executive order-based plan that's going to bring him back in. No executive orders that he put in place before he left office the first time. None of those are going to bring him back. If it hasn't been made obvious that he and his executive orders are no longer in control after what happened yesterday, I don't know what to do for you. But we will deal in real hope over here, and we'll deal in the truth. It's a tough truth for some of you, and I want to be as gentle as possible and walk you in off the ledge of misinformation and myth and come into the room of reality. Here's what's going to happen. He's going to run again, and I would assume that he's going to announce it sooner now than he would have before the FBI raid on his home in Mar-a-Lago. He will, I think, in true Trump fashion, come back strong and say, "The hell with you. I'm running. You can't stop me. I'm going to do it." They're petrified of him, ladies and gentlemen. They want to stop him. They've wanted to stop him since he came down the escalator of Trump Tower announcing his run for the first time. The fake impeachments, the fake witch hunts, Russia collusion, etc. This is no different. They want him out. They don't want him to run again. They don't know how to stop him. So they resort to all of this nonsense and all of these tyrannical, illegitimate, and actually at the end of the day, paradoxical avenues to try to derail him. And the reason that they are paradox is because that their very actions, this commu-socialist party, which the Democratic Party has evolved into, should I say devolved into. The Commu-Socialist Party, every time they act, every time they speak, every time they share their politics, their platform, or their philosophies, they become further and further wedged away from the mainstream American thought process. They become wedged away from the American people in general. Only the radical fringe left, which occupies, thankfully, a vast minority of this country's population, adhere to anything that they say. John and Jane Doe on Main Street America, who voted for Administrator Biden in 2020, are now awake. If they weren't before, yesterday's unlawful, ridiculous search of Mar-a-Lago has completely woken them up now. The great reawakening is upon us. And another thing to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, as we look at real truth and reasons and avenues of real hope over here, is that America is about 80% red. Do you realize that? When you look at the counties in this republic, and I'm discounting all of the last couple of years of cheats, but when you look at the counties in America across this great republic, everywhere and from the fruited plain to the two shining seashores, we are a red republic. We are conservative based. Most people in this republic believe in God. Most people in this republic value life at all stages. Most people in this republic believe that marriage is a holy, sacred sacrament between a man and a woman. Most people believe that if you're born a man or born a woman, that you remain so throughout the course of your life, and that no amount of snip-snip here, snip-snip there, hormone injection here, hormone injection there, no amount of that can change your God-given gender. We're the conservative party that believes that the American people are fully capable of managing their own lives, of following laws, finding the divine providence of God within those lives, and discovering, therefore, as a result of that, incredible amounts of wonder, joy, meaning, happiness, and liberty. We are the conservative party, ladies and gentlemen. We're the ones that can multitask. You see, we have the gift of intellectual maturity, and you, watching this program for any length of time, have become members of the most intellectually mature podcast audience of all time. And we understand what happened yesterday. And we understand that millions of people who until yesterday were asleep and who have voted for Biden and the Commu-Socialist Party because it was part of their family history, tradition, or because they just didn't like President Trump's personality, We understand that multiple millions of those people are now waking up, and they've decided that they're voting with us. They're not voting for the Democratic Party any longer. This is what the Communist Socialist Party is afraid of. They understand that they are hemorrhaging support. Multiple millions of people leaving that party, the Communist Socialist Party, and it is not a pro-American political party, if you haven't already figured that out. How could they possibly be considered a pro-American party? All they want to do is burn, topple, and transform America away from the divine providence of God, away from the founder's intent, and away from the divine providence of God himself that inspired this republic. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient, and yesterday was just another example of that evidence of the obvious. We are smarter than that, and we understand, and I said yesterday when I reacted to this and I put forth the statement about the FBI raid at Mar-a-Lago, I am convinced that they have solidified the support that Americans have for President Trump in their actions yesterday. And I believe that when you look at it with the gift of wisdom from the Holy Spirit, capital W, and then you reflect on what happened yesterday, you realize that there's an abundant new amount of hope, real hope, in America because of this search. And the hope is this. The hope is that President Trump will now be motivated to announce his run for 2024, but also the hope that through the actions that we witnessed and heard about yesterday via the FBI and the search, this raid, the hope is this, that every time the Communist Socialist Party plays out something like this, every time they speak, any one of their members, whether it's Nancy Pelosi, whether it's Schumer, Schiff, any of them, Squad, AOC, whenever any of them speak, we should relax, smile, and enjoy it. Because every time they speak or act out, they wake up millions of American peoples to the exact opposite of what they want. They wake up millions of people to the tyranny, to the ridiculousness, and to the anti-American sentiments that this party now has for this republic. So you want to know how you stop the Communist Socialist Party? Let them speak. Let them speak loud, clear, and often. Let them do these kinds of things. This stuff won't stand. What they did yesterday at Mar-a-Lago will not stand. The process will play out. It was shocking to see. It's unprecedented. It's historical, all for the wrong reasons, right? It will not stand. President Trump will recover from this. President Trump has never received even a traffic ticket. It's just another attempt. Another attempt to try to derail him from his presidential run of 2024. And that's how we get him back. We get him back from our involvement. We've got to get over the paralysis of fix 2020 or bust. We can fix 2020. Don't get me wrong. We're going to work on that. But to simply focus on that and say nothing else can take place until we fix 2020, I'm not going to vote until we fix 2020. That person, ladies and gentlemen, who says that is not a patriot. It's a paralysis mantra, fix 2020 or bust. We engage in the process and in the rights that God gave us. We never surrender those rights. We always engage in them. And by so doing, we honor the God of the universe who gave us the right to vote. So we, conservatives, gifted with intellectual maturity and intellectual capital, can multitask. We can work on 2020. We can focus and fully engage in 2022 to win these primaries and the midterm elections. And we can plan ahead, believe it or not, because we can multitask, we can plan ahead for 2024. Don't become paralyzed by fear or inaction or by anything that any tier one influencer might say about fixing 2020 or bust. We're going to get through this. We can make it to 2024. I don't care what you think, and God bless you. I'm going to be as gentle as I can, walking you in off that ledge of myth and panic. America has been in far worse conditions than she currently is. We can make it to 2024, and we will. And we'll see Trump announce his candidacy and his run to become the 47th president of the United States of America. He will not be back before 2024. Please give yourself permission to exercise those demons out of you and cast away anyone who has put ideas in your head with regards to however brilliant their theories are, and no matter how good of a read they are, it's a real page turner, but it's a work of fiction. Step into the room of reality, walk off that ledge of myth, and join us here on the right side, ladies and gentlemen, where we always engage in real hope based in truth, based in the pursuit and the knowledge that we are the people of this republic who are designed and intended by God to lead it, to manage it, to run it. We're the stewards of this republic. The military is not. No plans based on President Trump's executive orders made when he was still in president during his first term. None of that is going to rescue us from this situation. If any of that were true, we wouldn't be here in this situation today. So we will stop talking about the myths we've tried to dispel and welcome you into the room of reality many times. We hope that you join us. DougBillings.us is the website. Head over there and support us. Support us. Click on the membership tab, DougBillings.us. Ladies and gentlemen, you have a pack of blessings on your back. And we also know, my final thought, as conservatives, we understand that through adversity, challenge, and tragedy, there are blessings waiting to be born. We are in the midst of adversity, of challenge, and tragedy, and we know that blessings are there waiting to be born, and we, the people of God, will endeavor to work hard to bring the republic back to the divine providence of God himself. This is not the time either for God to be swooping down and coming back on chariots of fire to earth. God leaves that up to us. The rescue of this republic will happen because of God's divine providence. Don't get me wrong. But he and his divine providence and his will act through us, his most precious creations, and us partnering with God and his divine will and his divine providence will usher in the greatest realization of the divine providence of God since the time of the founders, if not before or ever, has been displayed in this world. You are at an important time in history, ladies and gentlemen. To be alive now is a blessing. You and the American Republic have a pack of blessings on your back. Give yourselves permission to believe that. For the Republic, ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings. Hey, if you're looking for a web application, custom web development for your business, the Blaze team, ladies and gentlemen, the Blaze team can do it. They've got a team of highly skilled engineers, graphic designers, graphic artists, developers. They can tackle any project, no matter how big, no matter how small. They specialize in new websites, custom web applications. They can handle Android or iOS applications. Whatever your development needs are, the Blaze team has the skill to produce them. Absolutely so. The Blaze team also heavily involved into blockchain development, such as smart contracts, and they work with machine learning applications, big data, business intelligence systems. They can help you. If there's a web development platform that interests you, chances are that the Blaze team has skills in creating it. When you choose the Blaze team, you get the entire package, my friends, from creation to setup to the all-important hosting on servers that can't be touched. They won't be able to shut you down. The Blaze team, you want to reach them? Head over to www.blaze.team, www.blaze.team. Now, over there, they'll have a form that asks the question, how did you hear about us? Please type in Doug or the Right Side. One of those two things. That's how you heard about them. And you're going to be happy that you heard about them from Doug Billings right here on the right side. www.blaze.team. Or if you want to email them, their email address is reach@blaze.team. reach@blaze.team for an email. Same thing. Hey, I heard about you on the right side. I heard about you from Doug Billings. You'll get discounts and perks galore. The Blaze team, they're in it for you. They've got your backs just like I do. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Holy hydrogen, everybody. Holyhydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen gas infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes. It helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows, the slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining me as I take a little sojourn here with you tonight in the wake of the FBI raid on President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida. I've been there a couple of times, had two incredible meetings with President Trump, and the conversations led me to believe many things. One is that he is going to run again in 2024. That's almost goes without saying now after what happened yesterday. If you had any doubt about that, that should be more and more obvious that President Trump will run. I would like to imagine that in light of what happened yesterday, President Trump is determined. I would hope that he's a bit ticked off, as we all are, and he's about ready to make the announcement, in spite of it all, to show them and to rub their faces in it, the Communist Socialist Party's collective face. So, hope, reality, right here on the right side. We don't deal in the myths. We don't deal in the fantasies. We don't deal in the hopium that is peddled out there. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Let's just take a look at where we are right now. We have a president in President Trump who is vastly popular. We have a country, the United States of America, that is vastly conservative. Again, as I said in the other section the other day, We have a majority of people that believe in God, that go to church. They believe in going to work to earn a decent day's wage for an honest day's work. We believe in neighborhoods. We believe in taking care of neighbors. We believe in the fact that human beings, although capable of great harm, are genuinely and naturally inclined to do good. We believe that life is sacred at all levels, from birth to natural death. We conservatives believe that when we unleash the power of the individual, the republic benefits. Commerce benefits. Ingenuity benefits. When we take away government controls, we become better, freer. When we look at the relationship that we have with each other in this country, we are a country filled with people who believe in the family. The nuclear family, mom, dad, and kids. Mom and dad, naturally born women, naturally born men, with children who believe in the principles of this republic, who are taught that we are one nation under God, that our founders were inspired by God and wrote the founding documents. We believe that the way that we lift people up is to make them stronger in their beliefs, to educate them, to teach them that there is an abundance of wonder, joy, and meaning in this life, just as you are, just as you're born, just it, no matter where you are, that the wonder, the joy, the meaning that God has in store for your life is always available to you. And your pursuit of happiness is something that we all support. We all have each other's backs. You look at the conservative movement. You look at any conservative movement in this country, where they go, what they say, how they behave, the value of life, cleaning up after themselves, for crying out loud. We're not the party. that leaves things a mess. We're not the party that has pallets of bricks and rocks delivered to street corners so that we can throw them through storefront windows. We're the party of common sense and intellectual maturity. We're the party that realizes that we don't always win. Sometimes there's setbacks, adversities, challenges, tragedies. But through those very things, life becomes sweeter with the blessings that are born as a result of those things. We get better as human beings when we face challenge, adversity, and tragedy. Now, at the moment when those things are happening to us, it seems perhaps that we can't go on, that we're not going to make it. And many of you feel that way about the Republic of the United States right now. We can't make it to 2024, Doug. Why do you keep on saying Trump's going to run then? We need him now. Look, it's all rooted in the fact that you were shocked that the election was taken. When something is stolen from you, you want it back as quickly as possible. I understand that. I'm the same way. We work through the processes that are given to us. This country isn't designed to be restored to anybody by virtue of any executive orders that any president might have signed when he was in office. This republic isn't designed to be reinstated to we the people through any kind of a military coup. We the people take charge. We the people do it. And it will take time. It will take wisdom from the Holy Spirit, primarily. Seek it out to understand where and how you can take reflective action. Reflect, don't react. Take action at your local level and then gift yourself with patience. These are the four virtues I mention in many of the shows that I do, and you've probably heard me say those before. But I say them often because it's the truth. This is the way out, bit by bit. We did not get to the events of 2020 overnight. These events were set in motion and began to play out since roughly the time of World War II, when our generation, our conservative movement, those our forefathers went out as part of that greatest generation and went to great wars and won them and came back and raised families and did credible, honorable things. But what we didn't do, we have to be honest with ourselves, what we did not do is thoroughly get involved in our local political arenas. The other side did, and they became activists, radical activists. School level, colleges, universities, public high schools, grade schools, the things that they teach, the curriculums. I don't need to remind you that the radical left, Communist Socialist Party, inserts pornography into school libraries, tries to convince children that if they're depressed or filled with anxiety, that they've got to have a sex change and become transgender if that's what they really want. The founding fathers wanted religion woven into our society. Oh, no, Doug, no, wait a minute. You know, Thomas Jefferson himself said that there must be a separation of church and state. That was a comment that he made to the Baptist, to the Danbury Baptist Association, Thomas Jefferson did, and it's a statement that has wildly used out of context since almost the day he said it. Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Alexander Hamilton, George Washington, and almost every single one of the founding fathers wanted God woven into the fabric of our society. Look at any early colonial, early American school curriculum: theology, the Bible, philosophy, theology, mathematics, science, civics. They wanted it that way. We've been coerced, perhaps bullied to a degree, to allow the radical left to not allow that anymore, to get it out, to eradicate those virtues and those pursuits away and out of the school system. We've got to stop it. We've got to stand up, and we the people, conservative people, have got to stand up, and this is how we win, through our involvement at the local level. And I'm sorry to say, we did not get into this nightmare overnight, and we're not going to get out of it overnight. But the good news is, it's just a nightmare. We wake up from nightmares. It's not a deathbed situation. We're not on our deathbeds as a republic. People don't get up from their deathbeds typically, but people always wake up from their nightmares. Thanks to the actions of the raid at Mar-a-Lago, people are waking up even faster now today. And wouldn't it be fun to see Trump rub it in their face and announce sooner rather than later that he's going to run for president? I appreciate all of you, even those of you who once upon a time believed in those theories that are really good page turners, brilliant pieces of work in many ways, but nonetheless are works of fiction. I admire all of you who want to work to endeavor to fix what you think is wrong with 2020. That's good. It's as it should be. But we're not going to let any of that paralyze us. The executive orders that Trump signed before he left office are not going to rescue us. We will rescue us. Thank you very much. And we will endeavor to work together to do just that, rescue us from the grips of the Communist Socialist Party, which is not, nor has it ever been, a pro-America political party. Stay strong. Journal. Pray. Often. And always. Let the Commune Socialists speak. Let them act out. Because every time they do, we draw closer to reclaiming this republic. And millions of people see them, they hear them, and they wake up too. Ladies and gentlemen, Doug Billings, The Right Side. Head over to DougBillings.us and click on the membership tab over there and support us. God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. Please give yourselves permission to believe all of this for the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings. Hey, if you're looking for a web application, custom web development for your business, the Blaze team, ladies and gentlemen, the Blaze team can do it. They've got a team of highly skilled engineers, graphic designers, graphic artists, developers. They can tackle any project, no matter how big, no matter how small. They specialize in new websites, custom web applications. They can handle Android or iOS applications. Whatever your development needs are, the Blaze team has the skill to produce them. Absolutely so. The Blaze team also heavily involved into blockchain development, such as smart contracts, and they work with machine learning applications, big data, business intelligence systems. They can help you. If there's a web development platform that interests you, chances are that the Blaze team has skills in creating it. When you choose the Blaze team, you get the entire package, my friends, from creation to setup to the all-important hosting on servers that can't be touched. They won't be able to shut you down. The Blaze team, you want to reach them? Head over to www.blaze.team, www.blaze.team. Now, over there, they'll have a form that asks the question, how did you hear about us? Please type in Doug or The Right Side. One of those two things. That's how you heard about them. And you're going to be happy that you heard about them from Doug Billings right here on The Right Side. www.blaze.team. Or if you want to email them, their email address is reach@blaze.team. reach@blaze.team for an email. Same thing. Hey, I heard about you on The Right Side. I heard about you from Doug Billings. You'll get discounts and perks galore. The Blaze team. They're in it for you. They've got your backs just like I do. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less. And less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds. And now here we are well after Christmas. And I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.us. Rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after. And it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows. The slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the Republic. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Here I am, fulfilling the meaning of life with you by entering into your life to make differences for the better. And I know, you're entering into my life to make differences for the better as well, especially when you go to DougBillings.us and click on that membership tab over there. You can watch every show that we do for free. We just ask for a little bit of support, your time, your treasure, your talent over there. DougBillings.us. Okay. Had the opportunity and the pleasure to interview two American patriots here recently. Both of them, I'm honored to say, are friends. Mark Finchem just won his primary in Arizona to be that state's Secretary of State. We all believe that he will win that seat in the general election. He's going to be on the show talking about that, about what's next for him, how he will approach the job of Secretary of State in Arizona. Mark Finchem, endorsed by President Trump, has always been at the tip of the spear with regards to the election problems and integrity issues that Arizona has faced. Wildly popular, down to earth, brilliant, but yet speaks to the common man and woman in a way that's understandable. He's one of us, salt of the earth, solid Christian man, and will be Arizona's next Secretary of State, God willing. He will be on the program here in a moment. Also on the program, another friend of mine, one of the refounders, if you will, of this American Republic, Mike Lindell. Mike is endeavoring to have and host a Moment of Truth Summit coming up later this month in Springfield, Missouri. It's a by invitation only event. I will be there among many others, and I'll report back to you what we find out. But Mike's going to talk about that event. He's also going to talk and give his take on what happened yesterday at Mar-a-Lago and how that all relates to each other, believe it or not. MyPillow.com and Mike's employees have been absolutely under brutal attack from the commie socialist left. You know, the commie socialist left does not care. They have a target in mind. In this case, it's Mike Lindell. They're out to get him, to destroy him. But in the wake and the attempt of all of that, they destroy lives of employees that work for MyPillow. So ironically, perhaps because of the silliness of the commie socialist attempts to destroy MyPillow.com, business has never been better over there. I'm grateful and happy to say. If you go to MyPillow.com, you know there's already great products over there. Everything from pet beds. I've got two dog beds for our dog Jet over here. One upstairs, one downstairs. The sheets, the towels, the slippers. Holy moly, those slippers. I got the moccasin slippers. Fantastic. You can wear them outside. I mean, they're great, comfortable slippers. If you go to MyPillow.com, Billings is your promo code, Billings, to get discounts over there. So we have today Mark Finchem and Mike Lindell. Without further ado, let's take a look at both of those interviews. We'll lead off with Mark Finchem, the next Secretary of State from the state of Arizona. Here's Mark. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us all around the planet. I hope that this finds you happy and well. I'm doing a lot happier and a lot weller. And I know that's bad grammar, but that's what I'm doing. I'm a lot happier and I'm a lot weller after the Arizona primaries last week. We President Trump's mandate for that state in particular has won approval of the people of Arizona. We have three candidates now out there, and not the least of whom, who has been on the tip of the spear out there in Arizona with regards to everything that has to do not only with election fraud, but with the will of the people and, you know, the role of we the people. Mark Finchem, I couldn't be prouder of Mark. Not that I necessarily have a right to be proud of Mark, but I am. I mean, I am so proud of what he's done. Happy to be his friend. Happy to have endorsed him in his campaign along with President Trump. Happy to have been with him at Mar-a-Lago when President Trump offered his his endorsement. And Mark, I can't be prouder. I can't be happier. And you just absolutely blew it out of the water, my friend. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was pretty crushing. In fact, even the Arizona Republic, which is we refer to as the Arizona Repugnant, had to print this.
That's what I saw your post on social media and I copied that and shared it. I love that headline.
Yeah. So we had just a resounding success, the Trump slate, between Carrie Lake, our governor candidate, and Blake Masters for the U.S. Senate, Abe Hamaday for the attorney general's office, and of course me for Arizona Secretary of State, which, by the way, for those who like the whole idea of border security, I would be the de facto lieutenant governor. So as a border security hawk, as an election integrity guy, election security, I'm very excited to see what we saw.
Now, Mark, a couple of things. I know that just prior to your primary, the opposition, they endeavored, as they always do these smear campaigns, and the polls were showing a fairly tight race. At least it was kind of tightening up there. But as it turned out, you won every county in Arizona and the most of any of the candidates. You won more votes than anybody.
That's right.
It's fantastic. I mean, and so the people have made their voice. We, the people, have made the voice, their voice in Arizona. They've made it known. And I think that now the opposition, the rhinos, the people that would not hold this republic as dear, the border security issues and others, they're don't you think now, Mark, they're put on notice?
I think that's exactly right, Doug. We outed a couple of people who were Democrats registered as Republicans, basically infiltrators into the party that essentially wanted to run for statewide office, and they were scrubbed from the political arena. So now we have, I think, strong border security, strong election integrity, strong fiscal responsibility in the slate that we're going to put up. And, you know this probably better than anybody. It's always message over money.
Yes.
They can spend and spend and spend and spend. But if they got nothing in their tank except the negative smear campaign, that actually turns voters off. And we're glad to see that we've got a strong slate dedicated to a moral compass that is going to lead this state in a way that we haven't seen in the last few years.
Absolutely.
We have a strong governor working with the legislature, and I'll be there to make sure that we clean up the mess that has become Arizona elections.
I can't wait to see it. I can't wait to see you get to work. We know that there's still a lot of work ahead. One quick question, and just the Reader's Digest version answer to this, Mark. You mentioned that you outed a couple of Democrats that were disguised as Republicans. Just real quickly and succinctly, how did you do that? How did you discover them? Was it easy? Was it difficult? How did you do it?
Well, we just looked at their history. So, for example, Bo Lane, who came out of nowhere to register as a Republican. Well, he's registered as a Republican, but this individual was running for Secretary of State, self-funded in a big way, was just a whole bunch of money that came in behind this guy. So we're taking a look at, what was his voting history? What was his behavior? Well, he consistently gave to Act Blue, supported Greg Stanton, who is a Democrat congressman, former Phoenix mayor, was very critical of the Arizona legislature for doing work on the audit, for engaging in election integrity legislation. So it became very clear very fast. This guy's not really a Republican. He's just a Democrat registered as a Republican.
Right. The reason I ask
is one of a couple. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The reason I ask is people out there listening, they'll go, how in the heck did he do that? So, I mean, it's simple for, we just look at the records, ladies and gentlemen, and there are certain litmus tests you can ask, of candidates in your area. A full forensic audit of the elections is one that I've often recommended. I mean, if they don't want to do a full forensic audit of these elections, then in my view, they're not the kind of conservative I wanted. And so so it's a matter of just looking at their record and finding out.
My objective is to build to make improvements in the election system where audits become the exception, not the rule.
Absolutely.
And I think that if we do the work up front, which hasn't been done in decades, if we do the work up front and we identify all of those defects in our system, we begin to chip away at those defects and we get back to the place where I think people will be confident in the election process. Now, some of the things that we really need to take a very close look at is the whole mail-in ballot system. We've got just a flood of ballots that will never be cast legally. Now, they might be brought to the polls. They might be mailed in with somebody's signature, but the system has got an issue. So I would advocate that we return to absentee ballots and perhaps we expand cause just a little bit, just so everybody who really needs to have a ballot mailed to their home or they want to pick up a ballot, that they have access to that. But this indiscriminate mailing of just flooding the zone with ballots that we don't even know if these people are fictitious or not.
Yep.
I mean, there was a project out of Florida that I was privy to that they ran for the last couple of months called Chasing the Ballot. It's something that legislators were doing down there. So they would mail a letter out that would be returned unable to deliver to the addressee. Yet when the state mailed a ballot out, that ballot wasn't returned as undeliverable. So interesting that two different systems at work. So that tells us that people are harvesting ballots in that manner. Now, do we have that in Arizona? I can't prove it. But, you know, those kinds of things happen. If they happen in one state, they're going to happen in every state.
Mark, let's talk about Arizona specifically now. And so give us a civics lesson first for the people from Raytown, Missouri, who might not know what a secretary of state does. Thank you very much, Raytown. Define what your role is, just very simply. What's the secretary of state? And then what are you going to do? Okay, Mark, day one, you're elected. I know you've got the general election coming up November. Now, what are you going to do day one?
Well, day one, we're going to start cleaning up the voter rolls and we're going to reestablish a culture that is based in the rule of law. Now, the responsibility in Arizona for Secretary of State is twofold. One, the chief elections officer of the state. We have 15 counties, so we have 15 different county elections. We don't have a state election. It's 15 different counties. But as the senior elections official in the state, it is the Secretary of State's job to see to it that everyone who is involved in administering elections lives by existing law. Hard stop. You don't go making up process and you don't make your own way. You follow the elections procedure manual. Now, speaking of things that are first on the hit list, that's one of them. We're operating from a 2019 election procedure manual that's defective because it hasn't even kept up with current law. So we'll go through that with a fine-tooth comb. That's going to be on hyperspeed to make sure we get it in front of the legislature for adoption and the attorney general for approval. But more importantly, the job is to see to it that everyone who is administering elections lives by the law. We need to remove the thumb that has been on the scale of election justice. Now, number two on the job list of the Secretary of State, we don't have a lieutenant governor here. The Secretary of State is the de facto lieutenant governor, number two in line of succession. In the event that something were to happen to the governor, the Secretary of State would fulfill that role. So it's almost like you have to do two jobs at the same time. Not only are you administering the office of Secretary of State, which, by the way, it has a number of business services that that the secretary is responsible for as well. Registration of businesses, registration of all of the bona fides that go with those businesses and confirming for the world out there that, yes, this is in fact a legitimate business. Right. So all of those things combined, you still have to be responsible for being aware of what the governor's position is on things like border security, economic policy, tax policy, appropriations, and public health. So it's a big job, and I think we're ready for it.
Mark, all right. So, you, Carrie Lake, the governor, the conservative America First, Trump endorsed candidate for governor. There's probably very little daylight between you and Carrie Lake. Have you all had meetings to talk about, okay, when we win this thing, gosh darn it, here's what we're going to do? Have you met and discussed the possibilities?
We have it a limited, you know, before the primary, nobody really knew who was going to do what. Well, now that we're past the primary, we have had some very brief conversations, and I'm sure that we will start getting much deeper into policy positions that the governor would like to pursue. But once again, we have to remember that the legislature is the body that sets policy. The governor has influence. The Secretary of State has influence to ask the legislature to, you know, give the executive branch the tools that they need. And these are various offices, AG, Secretary of State, and governor, and even superintendent of public instruction. Give us the tools that we need to help advance the policy positions that the executive branch would like to pursue. That's up to the legislature. So I anticipate that we will be having some meetings in the not too distant future to start talking through that.
Excellent. All right, Mark, where can people still go visit you to lend their support, both prayerful and financial support? Where can people find you?
They can go to votefinchem.com. That's VOTEFINCHE, like Edward, M like Mark.com. If they click on the news tab, they can see the various interviews that I've done and know that I'm the real deal. We need to raise $2.5 million. We spent almost every penny on trying to win this primary.
Yep.
So now we have to recharge our war chest, $2.5 million. But every dollar helps. So if your viewers could just $20, $40, $50, $100,
yep,
make your contribution, and it will be well spent.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Finchem, an America First Trump-endorsed candidate. Makes no bones about it, nor do I. And I am happy to have endorsed him, and he's become a friend, not only of the show, but of me personally. Mark, I can't tell you how happy I am for you. This is going to have not just an impact in Arizona, this is going to have an impact throughout this republic. And I can't wait to see you get to work. You and Carrie Lake, we're still praying for victories for you in the primary, or in the main election, and coming up in November. We're looking forward to that general election. I look forward. I want to be there for the swearing in, and I want to come out and support you in any way I can. If you need anything from this program, I'm at your service.
I will see to it that you get an invitation, Doug.
Thank you, Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, Mark Finchem, votefinchem.com. Head over there. We'll have that up on the screen for you. Anything that you can do to help this candidate, who will mirror what President Trump views as an America First perspective. It's incredible. We are waking up. It's good news. And especially in this era of stolen American presidential elections, it's good to see that we, the people, can gather together again in force to vote and win in these elections. And Mark, God bless you. I know there's a lot of work ahead. Thanks for taking the time to be with us. I'll give you the last word for any closing thoughts or comments.
Prayers are always appreciated.
Amen. All right.
Always appreciated.
All right. Thank you, Doug. You're welcome, Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be back with some more thoughts right after this. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Your retirement is too precious to waste. That's why I want you to get into precious metals. Diversification is key, my friends. Gold and silver, primarily. I want you to go to bh-pm.com. That's B as in boy, H as hello, -pm.com. Fill out the form there on the right side of their website for a consultation on how you can diversify your savings, your 401k plan, to save it from the chaos that the Biden administration is thrusting upon us. You can't be too careful with those funds. And gold and silver is not that difficult, not that difficult at all, to diversify into. Get involved with, fill out the form on the right side of that website. Make sure that you tell them you found out about them from Doug Billings, The Right Side, bh-pm.com. Diversify with gold and silver, my friends. I do it. You should too. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here. And I want to tell you about a doctor in pharmaceutical sciences, a scientist, a biologist, a pharmacist. I'm talking about Dr. Mujan Donaldson. And Dr. Donaldson is the founder of the Hair Regrowth Centers. You can find her at hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Now listen, she's the leading expert in regrowing your own hair. Her formula will stimulate your hair follicles and regrow your hair, folks. You don't have to depend on expensive and painful cosmetic surgery for hair transplants and plugs. Regenerate your own hair. It's fully approved, suited for men and women alike under the supervision of a medical doctor, and she has 100% success rates. Dr. Mujan Donaldson, hairregrowthcentersinc.com, or you can call her at 831-521-6671. Ladies and gentlemen, hairregrowthcentersinc.com. Cheers. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. Can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP Shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery. Hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today. EMPShield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to The Right Side with Doug Billings, where we meet in determined prayer and determined patriotism every day. The determined prayer is setting prayer time, getting up in the morning, praying, reflecting, searching for wisdom with a capital W, reflecting on what you learned. Don't just react. That's what the commu-socialists do. They have no idea how to reflect. They just react and they throw rocks through windows when things don't go their way. And then we take action peacefully, legally at our local level to make changes for the better. Our involvement, we get involved with the lives of our local government officials. We get involved with the lives of each other and our community. And we make this republic in the conservative image that it was intended to be. And then finally, patience. We gift ourselves with the virtue of patience. Mike Lindell, one of the refounders of this American Republic, putting things back on track, working, spending his own fortune to helpfully help us be put back on track and to put an end to the commu-socialist movement in America. I think the world of him. His employees love him. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. That's your ticket to some discounts over there. Promo code Billings at MyPillow.com. Mike is going to talk to us about his summit that's coming up. It's called the Moment of Truth Summit in Springfield, Missouri, a by invitation only event where he will lay out yet more evidence and have, they will put the machines, the use of the machines on trial at this summit. You'll be able to see the entire event streamed at frankspeech.com. And Mike also has a take on what we should do as patriots with regards to all of this. And it all involves seeking the real truth, not believing in the false myths about President Trump and when he's going to come back or not, but believing that the process will play itself out as it should with another run for president in 2024. We sat down with Mike the other day. I'll be with him again in just a couple of weeks at the Moment of Truth Summit, and I'll report back to you what we learned there. But I want you to see this interview. It's an important one. So without further ado, my friend, Mike Lindell, take a look. Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. Thanks for joining us from around the planet. Thank you also for making us number 9 in the world with regards to political, social, conservative commentary. We appreciate that. Today, a special guest, a gentleman that I've supported for the last couple of years since I was thrust into this endeavor, and he and his employees are always, I tell you this, I always meet Mike and his employees in prayer every day, the way that the cancel culture, the woke culture has attempted to excommunicate them and censor them and shove them off of the radar has not worked. And I tell you what, you go to MyPillow and get some products. Don't forget promo code Billings over there, ladies and gentlemen. Help a guy out and support Mike and his employees. Mike Lindell, welcome back to our program.
Well, thanks for having me back on.
Listen, Mike, I want to talk about a summit that you have coming up, the Moment of Truth Summit in Springfield, Missouri. But of course, we have to address, I think, the ridiculousness of yesterday. Tell me your thoughts on that. What you think from your perspective, and what's really going on here, Mike, in your opinion?
Well, there's two things going on. One is they're trying to keep attacking with the January 6th charade. It's all about, was the election stolen or not? Of course it was stolen. They want to push this beyond 2022 and keep these machines, these electronic voting machines, and which over 54 countries have already been taken by these machines. But their attack on our great president, Donald Trump, there's another too. Okay, let's not get him to run. They're afraid he's going to run again. And what they've done, though, I want everybody to, I always look at the positive of things, no matter how bad it looks on the outside. By them attacking and did what they did yesterday, I've had hundreds of text messages, okay? A lot of them from people, I would say, on the left. They're definitely Democrats, but now they've come to the middle over the past few months, and they're over there saying, this is enough is enough. This is ridiculous. This is like beyond anything you ever see. We're not a lawless country, but we are right now. This is a lawless, they weaponized the FBI. This is disgusting. It's happened before. You didn't hear about this before, but it's happened with at least four families in Colorado and two in other states where the FBI has bashed in the doors, not arrested anyone, just acted like they're looking for something. In that case, it was Dominion Machines images. And this has been going on for a year and a half.
Well, you're no stranger to this either. It's happened to you yourself, Mike. I mean,
it happens all the time, but I've become immune to it. I mean, it's just like, every time it happens to me, it's a way for me to get the word out. This has been the biggest thing. We've already had all the pieces to the evidence we've had just in the last 3 months in these primaries. They just keep stealing. It's like a blessing. You know, there was a primary down in Georgia on May 24th, three Democrats. And this nice lady and her husband wake up in the morning and they have zero votes in their own precinct. They go, honey, didn't you vote for me? And, they should have gave him at least two, and they wouldn't have had a leg to stand on. They would have said, I'm sorry, you don't have any friends other than your husband. So here's what happened. Old crooked Brad Rassenberger, he comes over, he says, wow, we should have gave him at least some votes. They open up the machines. What a concept. Open up the voting machine. 2-day audit, everybody. 2 days they look at, they come back and they go, we found 3,762 votes. You now are in first place. She went from third to first. Two counties over, they found another lady got 1,652 votes. That's not unusual, except for she wasn't running for the office. So they used her name. I mean, and then Brad Rassenberger said, it's a programming error. Everybody, this is all charade to put fear into people and to put fear into everyone. And all it's done is united our country. When they attack our great president, it unites everyone. And I'm talking about liberals, progressive, Democrats, Republicans. Everybody knows this all manifests for 2020.
I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I commented on it last night and I said they have... You know, there's a paradox and perhaps an irony in all of this. In the ridiculousness of this raid, what they've done is they've solidified the support in this country for President Trump. And although I don't hold Elon Musk up as any kind of a poster child for conservative thought or principles, I do like what he said a couple of months ago, because I think it echoes what multiple millions of people are now saying. And that is, for the first time in my life, I'm going to vote Republican.
Right.
And
here's the thing. Which when you say Republican, for me,
we have to be careful. Conservatives.
I'm going to vote common sense, because what's happening is the Republican Party is turning into a common sense party because of all these candidates. A lot of them, they haven't been able to steal them in the primary. A lot of them, they were. A lot of them, they did steal. You go up to Colorado, Tina Peters, Ron Hanks. You go to Georgia, they stole from Jody Heights. You know, we know this. We already have. We have them dead to right. We've caught them, and they're caught. And they but everyone said, "Well, what are you going to do about it, Mike? What are we going to do with all this evidence?" Well, we're going to have the summit. It's called the Moment of Truth Summit. This is the most important event in our lifetime, for sure. I believe it could be historical ever. It changes everything, everybody. It's over. The only way this weekend fails is if it's not watched. And that's been the biggest suppression in our country. I've had to use the media on the left, the attacks that attack me every day. But I welcome them because at least I get the word out. You know, they can attack me. It's the Foxes and the Newsmaxes that don't even talk about the election. They don't even talk about, and people can't say, well, they don't want to talk about machines because they were sued. They didn't want to talk about 2,000 meals and there were no machines in there.
Yep,
they're lying to you, everybody.
Right.
Newsmax and Fox are lying.
The Moment of Truth Summit in Springfield, Missouri, August 20th and 21st. Mike, there's a historic. Give us the Reader's Digest version of what's the format. What will we learn? Can you give us a trailer, sneak peek of what's going to happen?
Tell everybody. By the way, it's invite only. Yep. You should have got your invite there.
I did already. I will see you there.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. And we've invited about 1,500 people are coming. These are current politicians. These are influencers, grassroots. It's a mixture, but we were very, it was invite only. I didn't want it to happen. Like at the Cyber Symposium, there was a lot of warfare that went on there. We had a lot of bad media there, a lot of people trying to destroy what was going on. So I'm sorry, you bad media out there. You don't get to come this time. But here's what it's going to be. 9 a.m., starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, August 20th, I open with 2 hours of how we got here through my eyes, okay? This is going to be like a flashback, going back to November 3rd, stuff you probably missed back then, that people missed, what really happened back then, and why didn't judges look at all the evidence, right? Did judges really look? No judge looked at the evidence. Zero. They were afraid. Okay, this is what we're gonna do, this flashback, and tell you here's what really happened back then and what got us to where we're at now. Now, then at 11:30, somewhere in there, there's no breaks, by the way, everybody. When you'll be there, you get to eat. It's to eat all day long. We have food, a lot of good food.
Good. Okay.
But then when I'm done speaking at 11:30, now the states get up there in alphabetical order. So if you're looking for your state, if you're Wyoming, it's going to be towards the 6:30 hour later in the day. Obviously, if you're Alaska, it's going to be almost immediately all the A's. But alphabetical order, each state is going to be up there. And here's what they're going to be talking about. They're going to tell their current footprint. What I mean by that is what's going on in their state, lawsuits to fight the machines, to get rid of them. What has happened in their current primaries, if there's something that happened, and who their blockers are, very key. Like if I was doing Wisconsin, the biggest blocker in Wisconsin is Robin Voss. These will be reported so the public will know what's going on in every state. And every single state will be able to, it's kind of like, here's our problems, but here's our hope, okay?
Right.
That goes on all day till about 6:30. At 6:30, we are gonna have about a half hour to talk about the movie. It's called Selection Code. It's by Lara Logan. This movie, I financed it. It's been in the works for 7 months. I am putting it out to the world for free. I want everybody to see this. So that's going to air from 7 to 8:30.
Okay.
I'm going to come back on for the last half hour on Saturday and do the biggest sales pitch in history to get people to watch on Sunday. I'm telling you, everybody, the biggest call to action this country's ever seen. We have to have the viewers on Sunday. So on Sunday comes, and we have about an hour and a half of speakers, worship, basically. We're going to have even a couple of speakers, pastors, that are telling you this from a biblical point of view, where we're at right now. This has been a battle of good and evil, a spiritual battle of biblical proportions, historical. Yep. They're going to talk about that. At approximately 11 o'clock, we start the trial of the machines. It goes 11 to 7 at night. And if you miss this, don't complain later on, because anybody that sees this is going, it's historical, everybody. You're going to see this. And our audience that they have to spread the word everywhere. We have to have millions upon millions of people watch this. Enough is enough. We can't have the media and everything suppressing everything. The last 2 hours, everybody, is going to be a call to action of every state, of every what you can do at home, what everybody can do, and also what we're doing. It's going to shock the world. That day will shock the world and beyond anything they've ever seen. And let me tell you, I want to tell you my audience, the audience we really have to focus on. If you know a judge, judges have families, they have children, grandchildren, neighbors, friends. They're just like all of us. But you know what? The judges are going to save this country. The government's let us down. They've weaponized the FBI, as we've all seen. They've legislatures, they've let us down. And the judges are our last line of defense. We have become a lawless nation. And these judges are going to be courageous this time around. They are going to be courageous. There's over 80 some lawsuits going on right now in this country, mostly to, you know, either to get rid of the machines or get our elections. We have to get our elections back. We have to.
Amen, Mike. Amen. The Moment of Truth Summit, ladies and gentlemen, August 20th and 21st, be live streamed on Frank's Speech, Mike.
Yep. Live stream on Frank's Speech starting the morning of a Saturday morning at 9 a.m. It goes all the way through. We go 9 to 9, flip us on ahead. It'll end on Monday morning at 9 a.m. It's a 48-hour live stream, but right. Both days there's 12 hours of content. Everyone out there, if you go right now, you can go to Frank's Speech now. We have videos you can share, teasers for the event to get out there. Everything is there. This is we're at an apex in history. All the hard work, everything that everybody has done, millions of people in this country that have went out there, from some guy just going and doing some canvassing to some guys putting in their own lawsuits, everybody that's done anything, people just praying even, everything comes down to these 2 days. All the pieces are there. We need one more piece of help, and that's everybody getting everybody to watch it. No more would anyone able to say, that's a conspiracy theory, that's this, and that's right. It. And you know what stops in the sand? All this nonsense about January 6th, the big charade. Oh, yeah, there was, you know, this big thing. You know, I want to say one more thing, too, which people don't realize. The FBI did an investigation right after January 6th. On June 26th of 2021, they came out with their report, and here's what it said. There is no collusion between Donald Trump or any of his supporters for January 6th. They did it to clear themselves, too. End of story. That should have been it. Done deal. But no, they got this big charade, and now this raid, it's disgusting. Our country, we need to save our country, and we need everybody's help to watch those 2 days.
We will get there, Mike. We will get there. I have said, look, we are in one heck of a nightmare. I don't believe yet that America's on her deathbed, but we could be close if we don't get our act together. I will broadcast this. I will advertise this. If you want live streaming partners, I'm at your service. Whatever we can do to help get this word out. Mike Lindell, I know your time is limited. I promised your faithful assistant, Caitlin, that I would keep it as close to 10 minutes as I could. So I appreciate your time. I will see you in Springfield, my friend. And as far as I'm concerned, the likes of you and General Flynn, your refounders, you're reinventing, you're bringing back America. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you. And everybody, keep the faith, everybody. We're all in this. This is historical. It's the greatest time to be alive. We're going to look back and we're going to find out everything that happened had to happen just the way God intended to get to this great place we're going. And it's amazing. Download the app for Frank's Speech app now. Get that done so you can spread the word everywhere. So
we'll
see you in Springfield.
You're welcome. God bless you. I'll see you in a couple of weeks. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with me. I'll be back with some more thoughts right after this.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey everybody, welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less, and less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds, and now here we are well after Christmas, and I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.com. .us, rightsidehealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Hi, ladies and gentlemen. Have you ever heard of electromagnetic pulse, EMP for short? I've got a device here that I'm going to hook up to my car. I've got one that looks similar to it that I'm going to hook up to my breaker box in my house. EMP Shield, empshield.com. Go there and use promo code Doug. EMP pulse magnetic energy can come from the sun. It can happen in nature, but it also can happen from foreign nations who don't necessarily take too kindly to us. Can happen in nuclear blasts, things like that you've heard and seen in the movies. Now, I'm not saying a nuclear blast is going to happen, but this device, the EMP Shield, simple to install. Listen, if I can do it, and I'm no Einstein, you can do it. Hook it up to your car battery. Hook it up to your breaker box in your home or your apartment, wherever. Make sure that you're protected in case of an electromagnetic pulse outbreak in this country or around the world. It will protect you. You want to be able to go from point A to point B. Get one today, empshield.com, promo code Doug. Cheers.
Hi, friends. Dr. Mark Sherwood here.
And I'm Dr. Michelle Sherwood.
Not everyone can make an appointment with us, but you can receive many of the same educational benefits our patients receive through our most comprehensive course, Health Secrets Exposed.
Modern healthcare, or should we say sick care, is more focused on profit than your health. And in this course, you'll discover what sick care has been keeping from you all along.
Here's a hint. You don't need more medication.
You need the simple truths in this course to unlock optimal health. Health Secrets Exposed is usually $149. Now it's just $99 with your promo code. It's time for you to learn what Big Pharma doesn't want you to know. Get access to this course now at Sherwood.tv.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the set of my show, The Right Side. I'm Doug Billings. Hey, if you were to think today in the aftermath of the crazy raid by the FBI on the home of President Trump, what would be the most Trumpian thing Trump could do right now? Tick-tock, tick-tock. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is. We already know that he was going to run for 2024. We knew that. We know it. I know it. The most Trumpian thing that he could do right now is come out right now, sooner rather than later, and say, I'm running. I'm running for the presidency in 2024, thus daring the Communist Socialist Party and the FBI to take away his candidacy. Rub their faces in it, Mr. President. Do it now. Announce. Let's get it done. Let's make it happen right here. Trump, let's take America back. 2024, Mr. President, it's the most Trumpian thing to do. I think it would be outstanding. Think it through. You're not back on your heels. You're in complete control of the situation. What the FBI did yesterday was solidify the entire nation, this republic united behind you, the world. Really was united yesterday because of the actions of the FBI. Look, after so many years, every election, as soon as you came down the escalator at Trump Tower, they began to impede you, to resist, to defy. You know what the secret is, of course? They represent that much, the Communist Socialist Party. There are no more Democrats, my friends, in the elected class in Washington, D.C. They have combined communism and socialism together. They are the Communist Socialist Party, and they are not a pro-America political party. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. All they want to do is impede, resist, and harm President Trump, prevent the primary leading candidate for an American presidential election from winning. Oh, I wonder if that's ever happened before in the last 3 or 4 years. We will have it. will have the victory. Trump will win. He's going to announce, I think, sooner than later. Ladies and gentlemen, we often wonder, how do we stop them? How do we stop this nonsense? How do we stop this commu-socialist party, the politicalization of the FBI, all of this nonsense? How do we stop it? My advice to you is simple advice. Let them speak. Let them speak loud, clear, and often. Let them put forth their policies, their platforms, their philosophies. Because every time they do, let them act out. Let them act out. Because every time they do, they wake up entire swaths of millions of Americans. Yesterday was a wake-up call. The great reawakening has been upon us for some time, but yesterday absolutely solidified it, jump-started it, energized it. We will see the greatest reawakening in America, not only to the divine providence of God, but to the republic itself. All thanks because of the foolish, tyrannical behavior of the Commune Socialist Party. And another thing, this much, that's how much the Commune Socialist Party represents in the United States Republic. That much, very small. In the United States, ladies and gentlemen, we are 80% red in the entire United States. You can give yourself permission to believe that. 80% red, and yesterday caused about another 10% growth to that statistic. We have, we've got to let them act out. Let them show us. They've showed us for 4 or 5 years now. We've got to continue to do it. The wake up is a slow process, but yesterday was the straw that broke the camel's back for many millions of people. The most Trumpian thing he could do, announce the candidacy immediately, make it public, put it out there. I think you should make Ron DeSantis your vice presidential running mate. Make him so. The team of Trump, DeSantis, unstoppable. Unstoppable. And there's no law, rule, or whatever that you have to be from different states. Don't let that bother you, ladies and gentlemen. Trump. 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 It's beginning to look a lot like that red wave. And I think with what happened yesterday, there is so much hope. We now know there, we can put to bed the myths, the legends, the great, although brilliant, page-turning reads about executive orders put in place back when Trump was president. No, 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 none of that. That has never been the case. The military, it's never been the case. We, the people, now more thoroughly involved than ever before in the election process since the time of World War II. This is why Arizona had such great results. It's why Virginia had great results. That's why we're seeing across this republic Trump-backed nominees win, because we're more involved, not just voting. I know that we were involved when we elected Trump president in 2020. When we went to vote for him, we were thoroughly involved, but we were not involved in other aspects, political watchdogs, as election observers and paid officials, as elected officials that are running for vacant school board seats, taking a look at the ballot boxes, making sure that we're not bullied out of the room, that we take care to make sure that the cheat, although we may never be able to totally eliminate it, that it's squelched. And that's how we have a chance. And that's where we win. And that's why we, the people of God, have always been the plan. That's what's codified in our founding documents that are inspired by God himself and written by men. It's we, the people of God, who are coming to life, to waking up. This great reawakening is an exciting time to be alive. A lot of you out there think we can't make it to 2024, Doug. With all due respect, and with every ounce of gentleness I can muster up, stop it. Stop believing that. We can make it to 2024. We're going to focus on 2020, getting that set right. We're going to also multitask and get fully engaged in 2022. In this midterm election coming up, we're going to be fully engaged, and we're also at the same time going to multitask to make sure that we're planning for and actively engaged in 2024. You see, that's the advantage of being conservative. We have intellectual maturity on our side. And those of you that watch my show, The Right Side with Doug Billings, found at dougbillings.us. Those of you that watch the show, you're already members of the most intellectually mature podcast audience in podcast land. So as I dispense this intellectual maturity to you, think about it. Realize it. The most Trumpian thing that could happen is if he would announce his candidacy immediately. rubbing the faces of the Communist Socialist Party and the FBI in his candidacy. Take it away from me. I'm running, fellas. Here we go. Let it begin. President Trump, I encourage you, do it. Choose Ron DeSantis. You'd be unstoppable. Both of you together, two men that the American people love, want, and see. The goal, after all, is 12 years in the White House. Four with you, Mr. President Trump. Then we'll get DeSantis in there for eight. And then by that time, who knows? Vice President Kerry Lake? Who do you like? 12 years or more. That's the goal. We would squelch it all. Trump DeSantis 2024. Let's make it. It's the most Trumpian thing to do, ladies and gentlemen. We are not on our deathbeds in America. We're in a nightmare. And thanks to the FBI and the Communist Socialist Party and Administrator Biden, who's not the president, we are waking up faster than ever. Faster than ever. There is hope abounding everywhere. After, you know, the darkness of yesterday when the FBI, when we all heard the news, it was dark. No doubt about it. Historically dark period of time in the history of America. The first time the FBI has been weaponized by the occupant of the White House and his Department of Justice to conduct a raid on the private residence of a president. Darkness. But now the darkness peeling away. We have the advantage to look at this now through the lenses of wisdom with a capital W from the Holy Spirit. We have the advantage of looking through the wisdom and the virtue of reflection, seeing now what this means. Don't fall for the bait. Don't fall for the darkness. And then we now take action locally, legally, at our local levels to further our involvement as conservatives, to make sure that we seal the deal for these midterms, for these primaries, and the general election coming up in 2024. We then grant ourselves the gift of patience. So wisdom, reflection, action, and patience. That's how we're going to do it. We the people, bonding together to do it. Think about it. President Trump, I know that you're out there. I know that you've seen the show. Do it. Announce today, tomorrow, soon. Announce your candidacy. Rub their faces in it. The Communist Socialist Party and the mindset of the radical left occupy that much of the American Republic's population. We're 80% red in this country. I believe it. Evidence of the obvious is sufficient. 80% of us believe in God. 80% of us believe in the sanctity of human life. 80% of us go to church. 80% of us believe in the traditional America family, you know, with a husband and a wife, male and female, and kids. You know, nobody transgendered, nobody with a snip, snip here, snip, snip there, a shot of a hormone there, a shot of hormone over there. That doesn't work. We believe in a good day's work for an honest wage. We believe in America first policies. We believe in the greatness of this republic as founded by God. We believe in American exceptionalism, and we believe in you, President Trump. Come back to us, announce, rub their faces in your candidacy, and deliver to us the most Trumpian thing that you could ever do. I can't wait to see you do it. Ladies and gentlemen, give yourself permission to believe all of this. There's a pack of blessings waiting to be born precisely because of the raid that was done yesterday by the FBI. Just as we know as conservatives that through any adversity, challenge, or tragedy, blessings are waiting to be born. We know it. That's how we conservatives are. And that's how we understand that there's wonder, joy, meaning, and happiness out there in abundance because God wants us to experience it and because that's how we approach the world. Give yourselves permission to believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, please, for the Republic, God bless you. Cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.
Hey everybody, welcome to the set of The Right Side with Doug Billings, where I am now less. And less is more. Since August 1st, I'm down 62 pounds. And now here we are well after Christmas. And I want to share this with you. I feel called to share it with you. I think that we all need to be the best version of ourselves if we're going to engage in the fight to save this republic from the grips of commie socialism. And so I want to talk to you today about the right side of health. Send your name and ask for information about how I lost 62 pounds since August. Text your name to 913-428-0777. 913-428-0777. Or if you'd like, go to www.rightsidehealth.com. RightSideHealth.us, RightSideHealth.us. Both will get you to the place you need to be. Look at these before and after pictures that have been up there. Unbelievable. I had to get there and before I got here. And so if you're faced with that kind of before situation, there is an after, and it's right there at the right side of health. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Cheers. Holy Hydrogen, everybody. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug, $100 off. Why? Molecular hydrogen. Hydrogen gas-infused water from a machine no larger than an average coffee maker right there on your countertop in your kitchen. I use it. It helps. Diabetes. It helps. Cancer cells even been shown to be reduced by hydrogen gas. It also helps with brain fog. You have inflammation. It helps reduce the inflammation in your body. Weight loss is enhanced and expedited. Just a number of things that even has been shown in some cases to help recover from the side effects of the jab. Molecular hydrogen, hydrogen gas infused water from Holy Hydrogen. They have a customer service department. They have a payment plan. HolyHydrogen.com, promo code Doug for $100 off, ladies and gentlemen. Get the benefits of molecular hydrogen today. Cheers. Hi, everybody. Doug Billings here on the set of my show, The Right Side. I am standing shoulder to shoulder with Mike Lindell and his employees over at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code Billings when you go over there to MyPillow.com. Everything that you need. You already know about the sheets, the pillows, obviously the pillows. The slippers, the best slippers in the world, ladies and gentlemen. They even have dog beds and pet beds over there. I've got two of them for my service dog, Jet. Absolutely, I do. MyPillow.com, stand shoulder to shoulder with me and Mike Lindell as we support his employees as he endeavors to become one of the refounders, if you will, one of the refounding fathers of our republic. It's the least we can do. MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Please, ladies and gentlemen, MyPillow.com, promo code Billings. Believe it. For the Republic, cheers.
The Right Side with Doug Billings.